Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Clap for Lauren, by the way. Lauren's joining us this afternoon.
Hi, Lauren. How are you guys?
I'm good. How are you? You're on, we've got you on the connection on the online here. How's it sounded? Give us a 2-2-1.
I know, I miss your beautiful faces. 1-2-1-2-1-2-3-4-5.
She, hasn't she got such a gorgeous radio voice?
Doesn't she? Oh, she's like a caramel bunny.
She's a natural for the radio. Here's what I wanted to ask you about, Lauren, and feel free to say that's none of your business.
Okay.
If you think it's too personal. I was reading about this morning. Now, Lauren, if you feel uncomfortable talking about it.
Is that a nervous laugh?
When was the last time you were on an aeroplane or you had a long journey?
I was only on an aeroplane recently, now that you ask.
Like in the last 2 weeks?
In the last few days.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you were on an aeroplane in the last few days. I was reading about this thing this morning, right? And it helps if you've been travelling recently, because there's this TikTok trend called raw dogging. It's raw dogging. So it's like raw dogging, not raw dogging.
Not raw dogging, yes.
No, the emphasis isn't on dogging. It's not like eating eating hot dogs that haven't been cooked properly.
Right.
Oh, that's not what it is. No, looking into this, it's very difficult to find articles about the new terminology, the new meaning of raw dogging.
Well, there's a less appropriate one that has been going around for a while, but then this new one that's doing the rounds on TikTok that all the young folks, the millennials and the Gen Zers, and is it specific to travelling raw dogging?
Well, it is initially, but it's going to grow legs and be applied to other stuff, I think. The exact explanation is to approach situations like flying without preparation. So at the moment, traveling is the one that people are doing. So like getting on planes, doing it without assistance, okay? And I think actually the original term came from doing life unassisted, life unmedicated. Like it's a therapy terminology. So to like really feel the feelings, experience the experiences without the help. And when you apply to traveling, it's like without iPads, without a book, without your phone, to feel the experience.
Okay, so when you're saying without help or without assistance, the assistance is entertainment, distractions.
Luxury items.
The life's little luxuries that we come to expect in 2024. So going without all of those things is raw dogging.
Traveling, yes. Raw dogging, traveling. Which, if anyone has traveled like me recently with small children, you do this, like, not by choice. You just have to do it because you don't get a second to read your book or watch something on your phone. You have to just sit there and experience the flight because you're not given a minute to.
Yeah, you're right. Well, the biggest source of my stress in the run-up to holidays, and by the way, this is only a last 10 years thing, is power bricks for each of the children. Are the iPads fully charged? I pay for a separate subscription on Netflix, or not a separate, like I pay extra for this device. If you pay extra for 1 month, you can increase your device download limit. The number of devices you can download TV shows on and movies on Netflix on, can increase it to 6.
I need that.
Well, what you do then is you pay for the 1 month and you go down again another month later. But for the 1 month you pay, I think it's like 22 quid. But for that one month then you've got 6 devices that you can download as much stuff as you like onto before you get on the plane. But again, it's another source of stress. The extra subscription and then connecting them all to the Wi-Fi and downloading enough TV shows.
And the headphones. Ray, I should have asked you about this before I left because... So I've got 3 kids and 2 of them are twins. And the thing I experienced on the way over here was like with headphones, so at one point on the flight, right, one child was watching a device with headphones that had no sound and the other child was watching a device that had nothing on it, but they could hear the other kid's device. Now, everyone seemed happy about it. It was fine. But what I need to do is figure out how to like get both Bluetooth headphones to connect to one device so they can share it.
We don't do Bluetooth because in our house. We're like it's what
that was the most stressful thing.
Wired or bust because again I want to be able to see the wire going into the device and see that they've done it. It's connected and it's going to work.
Yeah. Okay. I need to do that. So yeah, what like headphones pointless. But yeah, like they're all those little things that are meant to make it less stressful. But I think it ends up making it more stressful if I'm honest.
Hang on, sorry, JP here, non-child owner in the room with 2 parents, Lauren and Ray. Question, you're saying that it would remove some of the stress if you had less of these tech items to distract the kids. as a non-parent, I would suggest and guess maybe that if you don't include those tech items, you're then going to have to entertain the kids themselves, or they're going to be going crazy yeah. on a plane, on a flight. So you have mm-hmm. to have the distractions, right?
Yeah.
But JP, one of my twins... like did her seatbelt, like buckled it, unbuckled it, no less than 500 times on a 2.5 hour flight the other day. She didn't care about the iPad. Like there, is, and also I brought a thing of dinosaurs, like plastic dinosaurs. Got them in the airport. Like 20 dinosaurs in it, and they just got flung around the plane for about that. Entertained them for about 10 minutes as well. So sometimes it is those little things that work, and it's less stressful for you than worrying about batteries dying, because the stress of a battery dying halfway through them watching something is a fate worse than death.
Yeah, that's true. I have to say, but then again, I bring two power bricks with me. I am so stressed. I am up the walls about all those little bits. The opposite of raw dogging, bringing absolutely everything with me, so that, like, I bring a hard drive with.
Oh, wow. With as long as the flight, right?
But it could only be like a 3 hour flight. But then for the whole holiday as well. So I'll plug the hard drive then into. I bring. Like a fire stick. It was a listener that told me about this. Bring a fire stick with you when you're traveling, and then you plug that into the HDMI on the telly while you're away, and you still get all your Netflix and you get your yeah, Spotify yeah. and all that jazz. Like I am so. And then when you're away, then it's all of the chargers, all of the various power bricks. We've gone into a whole different discussion now. All the stuff you need when you're actually.
I brought a bag of chargers. Of course, I forgot the one that was needed the most this time yesterday. But anyway,
There's the one with
we'll
the
mic.
Yeah, there's the Apple Lightning charger. There's the USB-C. There's the micro whatever. But anyway, we were talking about raw dogging, and it's not raw hot dogs. So this is one commenter on TikTok said that they did 12.5 hours on a plane. With and this included none of the luxuries, like no iPad, no book, no music, no onboard in-flight entertainment, and no food or drink.
Well, that's stupid.
Yes, it is stupid. But what is the meaning of it? I suppose, is it to try and ground yourself in reality, be more present in the now, actually experience hunger, experience discomfort, and do a sort of, is it a form of modern meditation, I wonder?
Oh, maybe, just to kind of like, but the no water thing, like that's irresponsible. Like you need to stay hydrated on a flight. But yeah, just to sit there, listen to the sounds, contemplate what you're going to do, what you get when you get there. And I think if you think about it, like traveling years ago, like aside from just on planes, but like people went places without phones, without Google Maps, without the Rough Guide, without the Lonely Planet. It's just called hitchhiking.
Yeah, but we don't do that anymore either.
We don't do that. Well, we can't really anymore, I suppose. The world's so dangerous. But, like, it is just, I suppose, travelling without preparation.
To take it away from travel for a second, would I be classed as a raw dogger if I go to...
Oh, you'd definitely be a raw dogger.
Yes, JP.
Let me finish my point, please. So, at the cinema, sometimes I might consider myself a raw dogger. So, I've tried to incorporate raw dogging at cinema. So, what I'll do is... I've become very used to and very dependent on snacks and drinks and sweets and popcorn. And lately I've decided, no, I'm going to knock that on the head. I'm just going to sit there and I'm going to enjoy the movie. No distractions, no luxuries. So does that fall under the raw dogging banner as well, would you say?
Probably, yeah. It's like you're embracing the cinematic experience.
And there are ways then we can do it with many other things, like going for a walk, I suppose. I'm just trying to open my mind to it. I can't see myself embracing it anyway, but like I'm trying to find the positive in it, in like there are ways, like going for a walk without, I couldn't imagine going for a walk and not having my AirPods in my ears.
Really?
Sometimes it's nice to go for a walk without your earphones in.
You hear nature sounds.
If I'm not listening to a podcast or the radio, I'm making a phone call. And if I'm not making a phone call, I'm thinking about who could I make the phone call to now to get the phone call done. Genuinely.
Oh no, I'm.
I listen to a voice note.
Yeah, I listen to. I have a very connected life, and maybe raw dogging is the way to go. Do you know what? I think I've made a decision. I'm going to try this week and this weekend. I'm going to try raw dogging.
Thank you, Lauren.
Ray, you won't last 5 minutes.
Well, I tell you what. I don't know. Well, do I record it? I need the phone. Won't be Lauren, thank you so much for taking the call. Come on, enjoy.
Bye.
A little bit of Ray, the best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show. Hey.